Hey, Sam Slayton, it's Jorgen Sandberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. This week, we're talking about the role of perks and benefits in employee engagement. Let's start the show. Sean Bradley, how are you?
Hey, I'm well, thank you very much, Jorgen.
Great. So could you enlighten our listeners on who you are and what you do, please?
My name's Sean Bradley, and I'm the Director of People and Organization Development at Perkbox, who create employee engagement and customer engagement platforms. My job includes all of HR, engagement, recruitment, L&D, and leadership development.
Great. So Perkbox basically provides perks for employees. Is it about 500,000 employees in the UK, I believe?
Yes. I think at the last count, it was about 600,000.
Wow. Okay. And Link Humans, we have just signed up to this, and I've just enjoyed a Grace snack box this week. Yeah.
Right.
And why are staff perks important, you think, and why now in particular?
I think staff perks are important. If you think about the way we work today, it's actually getting more and more difficult to recruit great employees. Mm-hmm. And even once you've recruited them, you've got to be able to keep them. And the people these days tend to change their jobs quite more frequently. And getting new people is always a challenge. What we try and do with perks is to, I suppose, help small businesses in particular, mm-hmm. who don't have the resources or time create a way of engaging their employees and hopefully retaining them, because they're making a small difference to the things that employees enjoy.
Yeah, and what about the hygiene factor versus purpose and fulfillment? So some would argue that, you know, perks are just there to, you know, to get me through the day, but it's not, you know, life-changing. What millennials are really looking for is purpose, and you know, that they buy into the why and all that stuff.
And I would agree with that. I would say that the why is really, really important. But the way that I see hygiene factors, and I would think hygiene factors are things like security, job security, mm-hmm. safety at work, a decent salary, stability in my job, is almost like the launch pad. And things like the purpose and fulfillment, the belonging to a great company, and the team element are like the rocket. And the rocket can't really take off unless the launch pad is stable and people feel that they can, you know, meet their needs around bills and in terms of being able to feel that they're valued at work. The autonomy, mastery, and purposes sort of come more important when the hygiene factors have been fulfilled or satisfied.
Yeah, autonomy, mastery, and purpose. That sounds like Dan Pink.
That's a Dan Pink. He's one of my him and Simon Sinek are my two go-to authors when I want to talk about engagement and why.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, so you're saying that basically Perkbox and perks for staff in general is useful as long as you have the foundations in place of good employment conditions.
I think so, and I think that the perks can help that. In the, you know, we all want our cash to go further, and every little bit helps. But I don't think that necessarily perks work on their own. I think that those other things around the stability of role, feeling that you're secure in your job, go along with the perks to make it a more enriching environment for people.
Okay, so just out of interest, I know I asked you this before, and you weren't quite sure, but what is the most popular perk for an employee in the UK? Do you have any idea?
There's the perk on our platform.
Yeah, or in general.
Generally, it's cinema tickets, actually.
Oh,
so
wow.
People obviously want to get away from work and go to the cinema. And actually, the deals that we have are pretty universal. So they're not just London-based. They're based around the whole of the UK. And the second most popular is the monthly Cafe Nero. Everybody needs their caffeine hit, and so everybody can have a free coffee on us every month. So those are the two most important. The most popular.
Interesting. Okay, and so at Perkbox, I assume you have to practice what you preach.
We try to.
Yeah. So how do you go about engaging your staff and making sure that they are ambassadors for Perkbox?
Well, of course, they have access to the same platform that we sell to customers. Mm-hmm. We actually are going through a bit of a transition, and we've just gone from about 60 employees to 160 over the course of a year, and that has been quite challenging in that it's very easy or easier to manage a team of 60 compared to 160. So what we really have been focusing on are two things. One is to ensure that everybody understands what our purpose is as a company, which is the purpose fulfillment part of engagement. But also we do a lot of stuff around perks, but not just on the platform. So we have things like, we have a party a couple of times a year. We have a beer trolley on a Friday, which is pushed around the building by new people who join the company. Mm-hmm. We have quality. It's great because it enables them to get to know everybody. Yeah. And you know, as the company gets bigger, you start forgetting people's names. Mm. And we want everybody to still feel part of the bigger organization. So we try, everything we do is to enable people to bring their best self to work in the culture of high performance. So we make sure that we have quarterly awards where we recognize exceptional performance, but those are all related to the values of Perkbox. So we have a value which is called Above and Beyond. So that award will be a performance award that's linked to going above and beyond at work. One thing that we've just done, which is really important, is that everybody at Perkbox has share options within the company. So we're trying to balance that hygiene factor of giving people the sort of the promise of money, but also balancing that with the purpose, which is if I have a stake in the company, I'm more likely to feel engaged with that company.
Great. And you just did, was it a crowdfunding round last year, end of last year?
Yeah, we did. Yes. And that has enabled us to, I think when the company was born, it was very much about building something that that was going to make a difference to society. But you have to have, in order to be able to scale up and make it something that you can launch, you know, across the UK or across the world, you definitely need the resources to be able to do that. So we went through a funding round, and the great thing is that we overachieved our target. So people have faith in what we're trying to do and see that we're trying to solve a problem which is, you know, 2/3 of people in the UK in particular are not that happy at work.
2/3? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, 2/3.
Is that research you have carried out?
It's Gallup. No, it's Gallup research. We have some research which shows similar results, but if you want to look at the research, it's really Gallup say that around about 35-37% of people actively at work feel incredibly engaged. A third feel that they come to work and are present at work but don't necessarily go the extra mile, and then the other third probably shouldn't be there, if I'm honest.
yeah, fair play. And in order to measure that, if you're a business owner or manager or HR director, is it annual engagement surveys that's still a thing, or are there more real-time tools and technologies you should use?
It's something that we're looking at, is that we've actually just done, we call it a pulse survey.
Yep.
And we ask questions around, do you have the tools to do your job? Do you feel that you can use your skills every day? Do you feel recognized in and rewarded for the effort that you put in? The thing about that is that it's always a lagging indicator. By the time you've actually analyzed all the results, maybe the engagement has changed. Something that we're actually in the process of launching is something where if you're on the internet, your HR professional can create a little question that will pop up in your browser, and you can answer yes, no, or highly engaged, or I'm not happy. And you can do that as many times a day, week, or month as you want, so that you've almost got instant feedback on, you know, how the people feel within your organization. So we're just thinking about how we build that into a product.
Just to remind employees that big boss, big brother is watching. Yeah,
you could say that if it's used for evil, then sure. But yeah. You know, the challenge with engagement is that particularly when you're doing research, is that and I've worked in many companies where we've done engagement surveys, and the difference between here and those companies is that it's really important that we have an environment that's transparent. And so we give everybody the results in their raw format. We don't sit down, we don't look at them and say, should we give this feedback to the employees? We've made the decision, whatever the results, at whatever time, we are going to be totally transparent. If they take the time to fill in the survey, and then they deserve the respect of being able to see the results of what they've done. But yeah, I've worked in companies where I've done filled in engagement surveys myself, and they've gone into the big black hole.
So engagement surveys and engagement in general is probably a metric that HR would look at.
Yeah.
What role do you think managers have to play in engaging their staff as well?
I actually think that managers probably play the most pivotal role in engagement, in that if you think about what it takes to be engaged at work, I think the number one thing is, after the hygiene factors and the purpose and fulfillment, is around being able to make progress at work. And if I feel that I'm doing a better job than I did when I turned up in the morning, I certainly think that I will be more engaged. So managers need to understand what motivates the people around them and create rewards and recognition that actually fulfill the needs of the individual. I think that there are things that HR can do that are company-wide, but I think millennials really want recognition that is in the moment, given in a way that links directly with their motivators. And managers need to be able to spend more time listening and being able to interpret what they hear, and not necessarily taking what they hear at face value, but really diving deep into what are some of the barriers and behaviors that you see around you that are preventing you making that progress. At Pertbox, we train all our managers in how to have decent performance conversations. And we train our managers in a way that they actually really do see the link between engagement and performance. And we don't do appraisals. We used to do appraisals. We don't do appraisals anymore. We do check-ins every month. And those check-ins do focus on the results that you produce, but they also focus on the behaviors and how you feel about the results that you produce. And the biggest change that we want to bring about at Pertbox, and this is something that we only were talking about the other day, is that we want people to feel that they are in a culture of zero fear. So, you know, that you get the manager who, you know, will walk up to your desk and go, can I just have 5 minutes, or can I have a word? And the person immediately goes into that whole fight or flight mode and yeah. Think what is going to happen. And we want to create an environment where there's zero fear, where people feel safe that they can say what they want in the spirit of trying to make things better. And we're in the process of looking at how we can implement that through our managers here at Pertbox.
And have you been able to link engagement and happy employees with better performance?
That's an interesting one. Is that if we look at the Actually, probably not, in that we've only just done our first pulse survey. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing that again in 3 months. And we will have a look at whether there is a correlation. What I would say is that you can definitely see in the office where I sit when people are engaged. And it's like, I think about it as flow, is when people are in flow, they look at the clock and they go, I can't believe it's 5 o'clock. Where has that day gone?
Yeah.
Rather than the employee who keeps looking at their watch. And I think when people are in flow, you can see that they are being productive. And that's the difference between companies that focus on engagement, which is the ability to make progress and bring your best self to work, and happiness, which is the ability to have a pool table and free coffee. I think Perkbox is attempting to do both. But in terms of being able to sit down and go, actually, our engagement scores have gone up by 10% and our profits have gone up by 5% or 1%, we're not really at that stage at the moment, Jorgen.
No, we'll have to check in again.
Once
you have more details on that. Okay, so looking beyond Perkbox, what other companies out there do you think are getting this right?
I think there are many companies that do it really well, but three that spring to mind are John Lewis. Mm-hmm. And you know, John Lewis, particularly around their partnership model. And the fact that, you know, people come to work every day and every little contribution they make actually increases the profitability of the company, and they share in that profitability. Google, which we all know and love, synonymous with search, they definitely have an engaging culture that encourages creativity and also transparency. So people do get quite harsh feedback, but it's done in the spirit of, you are a valuable employee. It's important that I tell you this right now, because it will make you even better at what you do. And the third company is Virgin. I think Virgin are really good in that they do try and encourage a culture of listening to their employees. So I know that they have forums for the different brands that have definitely have a voice in the direction and culture of Virgin.
Great. Okay. And if we look into the crystal ball, what's the next big thing for Perkbox? And what do you think perks / purpose and so on, where's it heading in general?
I think what perks are going towards is simplicity. Mm-hmm. Two things. Simplicity. So the ability to use perks without too much effort. If you think about perks at the moment, depending on who your partner is, depends on the way that perk is delivered to you. So it could be through a card that you preload with money, and then you go to that shop and then you spend that money and then you get a discount on that purchase. The problem with that is that you have to be pretty, have a bit of foresight in order to think, actually, I'm going to go to that shop. I need to upload my card. This is how much I think I'm going to spend. Even if that money does stay on that card, if you don't spend it all, that's dead money for you. There are other ways of, you know, having a QR code where you go into a shop and they scan your QR code, which is certainly better than the cards. But I think that trying to make engagement and perks more simple. And the second thing is that we probably, 70, 80% of what we do is habit. So it's being able to create perks that link to your everyday habits. So what I mean by that is that it would be lovely is that if you are it's 9 o'clock in the morning and you get a little prompt that comes up in your browser or on your smartphone that says time for coffee. Then at lunchtime, you get another one that says time for lunch, time to go to the gym, and all of the perks that we have, or other companies have, sort of fit seamlessly into that habit so that it sort of becomes automatic and that it's always on, rather than having to make a conscious decision about which perk do I need. And, you know, for certain things, for big purchases, of course, that would be appropriate. But for things that we do every day, if we can create a platform and an offering that enables people to be able to go, the system has predicted that it's time for coffee, I think that we will make significant progress.
It's always time for coffee, Sean.
Oh, goodness me, yes.
All right, so final question. Where can people connect with yourself, and also where can they learn more about Perkbox?
Well, our web address is www.perkbox.co.uk, and I'd be really honoured if people would connect with me on LinkedIn, Sean Bradley, /LinkedIn, or LinkedIn / Sean Bradley. I can't really remember.
Yeah, it's probably linkedin.com/in/Sean Bradley. I'll put it in the show notes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean. All right, I hope that was of use to you. Everything that Sean and I discussed will, of course, be in the show notes article, which you'll be able to find at employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as Undercover Recruiter. Now, in other news, everyone's dying to know who won the Leave a Review and Win a Bottle of Champagne competition. Well, drum roll, the prize goes to Giles Simons in Bristol in the west of England. Now, let us know if you want to swap it for a crate of cider instead, Giles. Congrats very much to you, Giles, and thank you very much for leaving a review, and thank you to everyone who's left a review. Now, the competition is over. However, you're still very welcome to leave a review, and it's very much appreciated by myself and the team here at Link Humans. And by the way, if you want to learn more about the work that we do here at Link Humans, or if you have any other questions around employer brand, feel free to get in touch with me at jorgen@linkhumans.com. That's it for this week. Many thanks for tuning in, and catch you next time. Hej då!
A horse walks into a bar and the barman says, "Why the long face?"